We're up to the Mishnah Daf Ein Beis Amid Beis. Hamekadesh Eseisha Al Menash She'ein Oleh Nedorim V'Nimtso Oleh Nedorim. There was a Tanai that he's only making Kedushin if she doesn't have any Nedorim. And we found out that she has Nedorim. Is Eina Mekadesh, so she's not Mekudish. Konso stam devinimtso oler nedorim teitzei sheloi biksube. So let us see what Rashi says. Konso stam bigmore meforish. There are two ways how to learn pshat in the safe of this Mishnah. Ikoi areishe ahach dekitsha al tnai. There's one way to learn pshat in the Mishnah, that Konsostan is going a Mekadish Eseisha al Menash Ein Oleh Nedorim, and then he made Nisuyin. So then the Aloch is, she needs a get. She shall teitzei shaloi biksube, but she needs a get. So the Nisuyin creates an Ishus, which was non-existent, when without a nisuin. That's one way to learn pshat. Oy milse ba'ape nafshe, or maybe it's a new case. There was no tnoim whatsoever. There was kitcha v'konsostam, v'nimtza olel nedorim, teitze shaloi biksube, so she needs a get. She doesn't get a ksube, and as we will progress in the sugya, we will try to find out what the reason of this halach is. Al menash she'ein bo mumin. What if he made a tenai with her that he's marrying her? She doesn't have any mumin. V'nimtso bo mumin ein mekudeshes. Konso stam v'nimtso bo mumin. Teitzei shaloi biksube. Here she needs a get, but he doesn't owe her a ksube. Kol ha-mumin ha-poislim b'kahanim poislim b'noshim. Now we are mentioning mumim. What falls into the category of mumim? Whatever passels by a koyin, passels by an isha. Let us see Rashi, mumim ha-poislim b'kahanim, b'b'chayresh k'toni lo, which mumim pasal by kahanim. Zog te gemore, usnan nami gabi kiddushin ki hai gavne. We have a problem. And af nuna medalef in mesechdes kiddushin, we have this Mishnah, mamish the same Mishnah. So why did Rabbeinu HaKodesh repeat the same Mishnah in two Mesechtes? So the Gemara answers as follows. Hoche ksubis itztrichalei. Here he wants to tell us the halacha of konsostam teitzei shaloi biksube. We're learning Mesechtes ksubis. He wants to tell us that there's a din teitzei shaloi biksube. Is Tone Kedushin or Teksubit. So, he learned the first halacha also, Makadish Isi Shamanash Eina Lan Nador, Venimtsa Lan Nadorim, Eina Mekadeshes. Hosam Kedushin Itztachlai. There he wants to tell us Hilchis Kedushin, that she's Eina Mekadeshes. Tone Ksuba is Oto Kedushin. Zogt Rashi, ki ay gavne, mishne zu shnuya bekidushin, beper ke ish mekadish. Umayshno de sosmo Rebbe treizimni. So why did Rebbe repeat this mishne two times? So the Gemara answers as follows. Hoche de mechilten da hoche biksubiskoi. Here we're talking about Hilchis Ksubis. Itztach leila misnaya mishum ksubis. So he wants to tell us the halacha of Hilchis Ksubis, k'diktani seifa. Teitzei shaloi biksube. Tane Kedushin Reisha Demasnisen Eina Mikodeshes Otu Ksubis Aidi De Nokta Mishum Ksubis. So he brings down the Reisha. Zogte Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yohi Tzodok Be'elu Nidorim Omu. The Mishnah is not speaking about all Nedorim, certain Nedorim. Shaloi toich al boso, v'shaloi tish teyayim, v'shaloi tish kashet bebigdei tzivoinim. Tanya nami hochi, the Baraisa says this, be'elu Nedorim omru, dvorim sheyesh ben inui nefesh, shaloi toich al boso, Vishalaitish te yayin, Vishalaitis kashet pe big day tsiboine. So, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishim ben Yitzadok is telling us pshat in the Mishnah. Now, hovi bo Rav Pope. So Rav Pope asked the Shaila, ahai, I hear you saying pshat, but we have here two bovis in the Mishnah. We have here a reisha of the Mishnah, a mekadesh is the isha al menashe ein oleh nedorim, v'nimtza oleh nedorim, and we have a sefer, konso stam v'nimtza oleh nedorim. Now, Rav Shimon ben Yitzhodek said, we're speaking about certain types of nedorim, nedorim avini nefesh, shleitei chalboso, shleitei shteyam, shleitei skashet, bibigdei tziboinim. So Rav Pope asked a shaila, ahai, and what is Rav Shimon ben Yitzhodek explaining? Which case of the Mishnah is he explaining? Ilema reishe, if he's going on the reishe, kiven de kokopit, afilu kol mili nami. He said, amenas she'ein oleh nedorim. He didn't elaborate. But he said, Rochel Bitchaktana, I'm marrying you, you shouldn't have any Nedorim. She got married and he found out she has this Nedor, this Nedor, this Nedor. So Memele, so that's, he had said, Amanash ain't allowed Nedorim, so Memele, that's Kailul all Nedorim. So Kochoch, it's going on the safe. Now, what is the Sefer speaking about? Konso Stam is speaking about that he has no connection with the Reisha. It's speaking about Kitcho Stam, the Konso Stam. We'll see later that is how Shmuel said Pshat in the Mishnah. The Sefer is speaking about he didn't say anything. He didn't mention anything. Now he made Kedushin and Nisuin, and then all of a sudden he finds out, by the Sheva Brochus, he offers her some meat. No, she doesn't eat meat. Shemesh Shemaim. So what is he getting into? So that is what Rav Shimon Yitzhodek said. That's what we assume, that the Philip, he didn't say anything. But there's a non-sadi that he does not want an isha who doesn't eat meat. That's true. If she doesn't eat ice cream, so get them nishtan. So memela, but if she doesn't eat meat, she doesn't drink wine, these nedorim bother him, and these nedorim, it's a non-sadi that it's a mekach tois. Another nedorim, since he didn't mention anything, so memela, it's not a mekach tois. If he mentioned, then everything that falls into the category of the Dorim, so it's a mekach tois. That is how Rav Pope said pshat. Rav Ashi omar lo oilom areishe. No, he's going on the reishe. Umidi de kopti bo inshi havik peide, kpeide, kpeide. Midi de loy kopti boin shi loy havik peide kpeide. Let us see the bottom Tosfos to understand what the Gemara is saying. Umidi de kopti in shi havik peide. Nire. Da hainuk she isne stam. al menas she'ein aleh nedarim. Le'pirish eiz a neder. He didn't say which neder. The hosom koma rabashi dlekobdi inchi lehavik peidik peidik. That means, what did he mean? He means she makes a neder, she doesn't need ice cream. Let's get him nishtal. We have to understand, he says, she'ein aleh nedarim, these are nedarim, which normally will bother a person. But a normal person won't bother such a nether, so I have to assume he also didn't mean to include in his tnai such a nether. Avol, impirish behedye, al menashe nelecha nether. But if he said klo, if you have any nether, if you have a nether, you won't eat charubim, you won't eat ice cream, you won't eat anything. He said klo. He specified a nether, which a normal person would not be makbid on this, but he specified it. Vada yochil hasis b'chol nedarim, nefil loikov dibu inchi. So Ravashi is just telling us that when he said stam nedarim, he only means the nedarim which bother normal people. Itma, kicho al tnai v'konso stam. A person was mekadish an isha al tnai. Let us see first Rashi. Shloitechol bosa da v'inui nefesh u'mizgana olov. Areshe da asni ba'ado. Asefek sover sefer da masnilsen. Milse ba'apei navsha, v'kitcha stam v'konsa stam koma. Kitcha al tnai she'ein ole al nedorim. Okay, so now we're going to have here amachloikis Rav Shmuel. Kitcha al tnai v'konsa stam. Rav Omar tzricha heimeno get. Ushmuel omar, eino tzricha imenu get. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, so we have to understand, what is pshat and rav? So, loiteime taime de rav, kivin she konsostam, achuli achle litnoi. Aces rav says, that even though there was Kedushin on tonight, he gave her a pruta, a menashe and a lecha nedorin. So that Kedushin zicha will not make issues if she has nedorin. Now, Rav says the konso is the reason that the konso makes issues now. The konso stam. He's been kindness or stam. That is making the issues. So, loiteime taime de rav, kiven she konso stam, achuli achle litnoi. But that's pshat and rav. But since he didn't mention anything by the nisun, so I says he's meichel all the tnoi. Ela taime de rav, levishen odom, oise bi elosoi bilas snus. Let's see Rashi. Leiteme kesova rav. Achuli litnoi. That's what the konsostam. If he didn't mention it, so if it bothered him, he would have mentioned it by the nisuin also. So mistam is meichel litnoi. Uksube boile meiseloi. It was meichel litnoi. Imigarsha. Eloteime de rav. Leinyin get a kesova nodam oise bilose bilasnus. Ubo l'shem kedushin b'afilu yimtzo aleho nedorim. That means that he is aware, he had made a tanai, he never was mevara, does she have nedorim, doesn't she have nedorim. Now he's making the suin, he's going to be boil her. Now he's, the whole picture is clear in front of his eyes. What if she has nedorim? So it'll be a bias nus, it'll be I mean, she's not married. The previous kedusha is not a kedusha if she has nedarim. So therefore, in order to make sure he's not being boil a bilas nus, he's boil a shame kedusha. There's a nansadi, he's boil a shame kedusha. That means I feel she has nedarim. She was not married till now. I'm boil a shame kedusha. Ani es nafshi itzalti. I won't get involved with a bias nus. Avol inyan mamoine. But when it comes to the ksube, so that means the issa of a bias nus forces him to be maskim to marry her even though she has nedarim. Aval le'inyan mamoine, but when it comes to the ksube, bitnoi koi, that means he zicha, it bothers him if she has nedarim. Shim yimtza le nedarim teitzei b'loi ksube. So Memele, so that is what Abaye is telling us Pshat and Rav. That don't say Pshat and Rav is that since it's Konsos Tamani doesn't mention anything, is a Rai the whole Tanai that was mentioned Bishas Kedushni was Moichel, is Mevata on the whole Tanai. No. At the time of Rav is that Okoponim is maskim to be boil l'shem kedushin, but to gabi the ksube, the zicha, the tnai, what he had mentioned b'shas kedushin, he still very much wants this tnai. So memela, if he ever gives her a get, he doesn't have to give her a ksube because he doesn't want an isha nadronis. Let's just go one step further. And what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel says, "Ein etzricha imenu get." So Shmuel says, "A bia is aldas rishayne." I mean, don't be mechadish new things. He didn't say anything. Things are the way it was set up before. He wants to be mechadish or menashe nelecha nedorim. The bia is not mechadish new matzovim. The B is his Baila Das Rishayna. He already stated what bothers him and what issues are dependent on. So Memela, so Shmuel says he was Boil. It's a Das Rishayna, he was Boil. So Memela, if she has Nedorim, she never got married. Eino Tzricha Imenu Get. That is the Sfora of Shmuel. This machloikis, we have already this machloikis. The itma, ktano sheloi miyano, a ktano, a yesoime, that was my kedushin darabono, sheloi miyano, bekatnusa, she wasn't memai, vehigdilo, she became a gdoilo, omdo v'niseis, and now, after she became a gedoyla, she got married to someone else. Now, ain lecha mi in gedoyla mizu, but she's a gedoyla now already. Now, she went off and 10 days after she became a gedoyla, she married someone else. Rav Omar ain tzricha get misheni. Rav says, she don't need a get from the second one. She's an Eishes Ish min HaTorah. Because when she became a Gedoyla, a Gavucha, there's a Machlokes HaRishonim, do we need Eidim on the Bia when she's a Gedoyla? Or don't we need Eidim? We assume that, I mean, it's normal that he's Boyla Ke'ish, Kemenig Ish V'ish, so we assume that there was a Bia. Bekitza, Rav says, Mistame, he was boil l'shem issues. He knows ein kedusha ktane klum. And perhaps let's say another vote that I saw Rabbi Chanan says this, well, maybe it's a Gemara someplace, that Rav is also going with the Svora in Odom Oysa b'ilosoi bilas znus. Now what's pshat? That means even though Kozman she's a ktana, I don't know if there's an avere. Hazal said you're allowed to marry a ktane, but between you and me, we know there's really no issues. Ein b'kedusha ktane klum. So memela, if he has an opportunity now to make kedushin deraisa, zecher do it. That means if he has opportunity to make now a chalois issues, so Rav says, so Yizicha was boil begadluso l'shem kedusha. 10 days later, she went and got married with someone else. I got news for you, you're an Ashes Ish, Kedushin isn't Taifis. So Mamela, you're married to the first husband. That's Ktano Shaloi Miyano Vihigdilo. Omdo Vinisais to someone else. Rav Oma ain't Tzriche get Misheni. She doesn't need a get from the second husband, because she's an Ashes Ish Minatayah to the first husband. Ushmuel Omar, Tzricha get Misheni. So Shmuel says, again, with the same lomdis, a person is consistent. He's boyel al das rishain. Unless he says fakert, whatever was till now, Kozman is not meforish that I'm changing the matzav, he's continuing the previous matzav. He has no intentions of making Kedushin Diyaraisa. So after she became a Gdoila, she's still only Mekodesh Midarabono. Now she married someone else. Now she's an Eishu Sisham, the second one. So she needs a Get Minatoja from the second one. So we see this machloikis is more or less the same machloikis. Shmuel holds that you always boil al das rishoyne, unless you specify fakert. And Rav says a person wants to make sure that he's not being boil a bilas nus, a bilas such a bilas nus, because that's also it's a issues without the true chalois issues. So therefore, Yizicha boil l'shem issues. So the Gemara says, Tzrich. No, we need both machlekes. The itma bahi, if it would only say that machlekes by a ktana, bahi komara, mishum deleket no. That means there, he never said he doesn't want to marry her without nedorim. That means there was kedushe katnis. So Memela is so, why shouldn't he want to make, you're right, Yizicha has an incentive to make Kedushin Diyaraisa now, it should be an Ishus Diyaraisa, it should be a Chalois Ishus, and there's no reason why not. Why shouldn't he want to make Kedushin Diyaraisa? The Svar is telling us, never made it tonight. But in the first case, he had made a t'nai, I don't want to marry you if you have nedarim. So now we're going to say, no, since he doesn't want to make a bilas nus, he's going to forget about what he said, and he's going to boil the shame issues. That's a big chiddush. To say such a thing is a big chiddush. So I would think he's made it to Shmuel. V'yitma baho, baho kama Shmuel, avo bahach eima moidele l'ra. And if it would only say the case, v'yitma baho, baho kama Shmuel, By Kitchal tonight, this Shmuel says he's boil al das rishon because he had explicitly stated he does not want to marry an isha with nedarim. So then I don't say that the bia is going against his rotzen. But over here, maybe here he's made it to Rav by kedusha ktane. So there was no rotzen not to make ishas in there. So there you say, in order to ensure it shouldn't be a bias news, he wants to make his boil shame issues. That's why we need both machlekes. Ktano yisoyim rashi, shloimi ano bekatnus, vehigdilo, ubo leo, ba'achakach miyada va'omda v'niseis. After the bo'ala begadlusa, she married someone. So Rav says, ein tzricha get mishene, dechi godlo bo'ala elu shem kedushin. The yedeyu shem kedushin k'tana klom. He knows it's no chalais ishus. There's no chalais ishus that he knows. So mele yizicha bo'il l'shem ishus. Tzricha get mishene, the chola boil, al das kdushna rishayne boil. So, that's what Shmuel holds. That he was icha boil, he's not making, if he is boil stam, so whatever was till now, that is continuing. V'af al gav de moide Shmuel shasura lishayne, the shayne was icha not permitted to marry her. The Mishnah Shleima he dein habas me'enes mishevio shtei saris, that after she becomes a gedoyla, there's no din miye. Aba get miye boy mine. The hod the amri rabbonon gedoyla loy me'enes mi the rabbonon. That means Shmuel holds. That what is boyel ha begadlusa does not mean a change in her status. Kala boyel adas rishayno boyel. Either is a Mishnah, a Gedoyla can't be my mind, not because she's an Ashes Ishtei, because they didn't me, and they only said if she's mine, Pekatnusa. Not when she becomes a Gedoyla. So the male, therefore, you need to get from the second one. The Rav Sovo de Raisi, Mishum Dechi Boil, Mishet Tagde L'Shem Kedushin Boil. Rav learned a different shot in the Mishnah. Mishet V'yeshtei Sarah, she can't be my mind. You know why? Because she's married me not Torah, because I assume he was Boil L'Shem Ishus de Raisi. So my Mela, she became an Ishus Ish me not Torah. So that's what I mean, doesn't help. So the Gemara says, I would think, when did Rav say that he's boil l'shem ishus d'leka t'noi? Bakel yoidim shein b'maisa k'tane klum v'gomar boil l'shem kedushin. But the ika t'noi, but if there's a t'nai, v'sobu hu shetekayim t'noi. He was under the impression that Mustamash is mekayim the t'nai. The hoyel uminsa v'lei, ain't Allah neither. That means he spoke with her Rochel Bitchaktana when they made Kedushin Amanash and Allah on the Dorim. And now, 12 months later by the Chuppah, she's walking down the Chuppah, so Mestamach mean she doesn't have such a bad memory. So Mestamach, she's walking down the Chuppah, Mestamach, it's ain't Allah on the Dorim. V'leimasik adayte livel l'shem Kedushin. They nechofetz bishon adron. It's verkehrt. That's villainous. He doesn't want to marry. I mean, he doesn't want to marry. And he said, Chloe doesn't want to marry ishon adronis. Why is he marrying her? Because, he spoke out Chloe Rochel Bitraktana. If she in any way wants issues that, even though she's an adronis, she should have told them. So therefore, He rightfully assumed that she doesn't have the dorim, so he's boil her under the assumption that she's his wife. To say, but make extra sure, I don't want to marry Nisha Nadroni, so why should I do such a thing? Period. Zakta Gemara. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. There's two bovis in the Mishnah. Mekadish Aseish al Menash Ein Oler Nedorim, Benimts Oler Nedorim Ein Mekudeshes. There was a t'nai and there was nedorim, so she's not mekudesh. Konso stam v'nimso ler nedorim, teitzei shaloi b'ksuba, but she needs a get. T'nan, we learned in our Mishnah, konso stam v'nimso ler nedorim, teitzei shaloi b'ksuba, ksuba de loi boy. Hogita boy, but she needs a get. my love, that the consul, that's a hemshech of the reisha. My love, kitcha al tnai, the consul stam. So it says she needs a get, and he doesn't give her a ksube. That's mamish what Rav had said. That's what Rav had said to Yufta the Shmu. So Shmu is upgefragt from our mission. We see Kitchalt Nai Bekonsostam, and you do need a get. So we say he is boil the shame kedushin. That's why he need a get. So the Gemara says no. Loi, that what it says in the Sefer. Konsostam is she needs a get. That's not the case. It's speaking about kitshostam, the konsostam. That's what the Mishnah is speaking about. It was kitshostam, the konsostam. So there we say she needs a get. We'll see why later. Avol kitsha al tnai, the konsostam, ochanamid le boigite. Then you don't even need a get. That's how Shmuel said pshat. He says that the Mishnah is speaking about the konsa stam is not a hemshech of the first case. The first case is speaking about kitchal tanai. Kitchal tanai, so then the halacha is she's not married. She doesn't need a get. Konsa stam doesn't matter. She doesn't need a get. He was a kala boil, al das rishaino boil. But Konso Stam of the Seif is speaking about Kitcha Stam but Konso Stam. He never said anything. He never said anything about Nidorim. So there the halacha is that she needs a get. Why? We'll see soon. But the pshore, why a get Yom Ksubina? That we'll see. Stop. Let us see Rashi. Loi Kitcha Stam Umilsa Bapenavshehi. The Sefer is speaking about Kitchostam, Bekonsostam. Ulakamei Porich, Maishno Get, Umaishno Ksube. What's the difference? We're speaking about, I didn't speak at any Tanoim, so why I get? She doesn't need a Ksube, she doesn't need, what happened over here? Frag the Gemore, Adetone, if you are right, that Kitcho, Altnai v'konsostam, the halacha is that you don't need a get. So adetoni hamekadish es haisha al menash ein aleh nedorim v'nimsa aleh nedorim ein amekodeshes. Listen, let it say a bigger revuse. Konsostam v'nimsa aleh nedorim ein amekodeshes v'chosh kein ho. That means, according to Shmuel, why did the Mishnah tell us a poshet halacha? The Mishnah should have told us a bigger chiddush. Kitcha al tnai v'konsostam. She doesn't need a get. Ainim kodeshes. The Mishnah speaks about two cases. Kitcha al tnai, ainim kodeshes. Fine. Kitcha stam v'konsostam. You need a get. Now, according to you, Shmuel, you say, v'la kitcha al tnai v'konsostam. Also Zayinim HaKadeshes. So why didn't the Mishnah say this? According to you, the Mishnah has said a much bigger Chiddush. V'choshkein ho. Not Kitcho Altanai Zayinim HaKadeshes. Should have said Kitcho Altanai V'konsostan Zayinim HaKadeshes. So the Gemara says, Ochina Mikoma. Yeah, that's Pshat the Mishnah. That's Pshat the Mishnah. HaMekadesh es Ha'isha. Amanasha ain't a land the dorim vikonso stam, but him so dorim kadeshes. That's a kipshan the Mishnah. You have to know what to say. That's pshan the Mishnah. Then, kitcha stam vikonso stam taitse shaloi biksub. Period. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, listeni konso stam. Begavo lichlele. Say in the reisha, bikoilel afilu konso stam is einem kadeshes. Listen, Yochi. Hamekadesh amanash enelen dorim. Vikonso stam. וחושקים בלוי קונצה, אבל השתה משפה דה דווקא בשלוי קונצה קומץ, אז מקדש על תנאי, אין לי מקדשס. זאת אומרת, יש השמוס הנוח נמי קומה, די ונמסו לה דקטוני לחש, שניסיס קומה, דת פשח דמישנה. ודאומר אי אפשי, דמי יפשי, ואבל גם לא יסני, כמן דאסני, דמי. Das ist going weiter. Fragt der Gemara. Umayishno. Now let's go on the Seife. So, Bekitze, we're saying according to Shmuel as follows. Kitschu alt nai, bekonso stam. That's pshatn der Reishe. So the loch is that what? That ainem kodeshes. Kitschu stam, bekonso stam. Is mekodeshes vein loksube. Fakt der Gemara, let's understand this. Umayishno ksube deloiboy. Kitcho stam bekonza stam, teitze shloi beksube. That's the safe. Ksube u deloiboy, hagita boy. Now let's understand this halacha, according to Shmuel. Umayishno ksube deloiboy, dome yevshi beisha nadronis. That, even though I didn't say anything, but that's an understood, you saw people don't want to manish an adronis. Ihochi, get nami loy taboy. Mamonavshech. What does Rashi say? Dome yevshi, bava gav de loy asni, command asni domi, get nami loy taboy. The shmuel eslay in odom oise bilosoi znus. Shmuel doesn't hold this, you saw. Kedashminen gabi ktano. Like it says, Gabi Ktan. Now, I'd just like to mention, L'cheira, this is a Shvera Rashi. Eistis. The Gemara is asking a Kasha, Kitcho Stam, Vekonso Stam. Why is there the Halacha that, the Gemara is asking Akasha, why is he potter from Aksube? Because he doesn't want an Ishan Adronis. So, out this Cheshben, she shouldn't be married either. Like the Chashi, me married, there's a problem of in Odom Oyster Bilos, Bilos. No, so Rashi says Shmuel doesn't hold of this. So Rashi brings a makoil. Where do we see that Shmuel doesn't hold of this? Because Shmuel said, he was Makadish Akhtano, and then later she became Agdoilo, so she still, it's only Kedushe Katnes. So Be'emison, Luchayd is a double Kasha on Rashi. Kasha number one, if he's Mekadish Akhtano, and the ladies of the dead is no Bilas Nus. Here Rashi is saying, Rashi wants to prove that a filu, here Kitcha Stam, Vekonso Stam. So here there is a Bilas Nus if she's not married. So we want to prove that Philo, when there's a Bila's noose, he's still not boil the shame issues. So L'chayre, Rashi should have proven it not from the case of Ktane. Rashi should have proven it from the case of the first case of Shmuel, of Kitshal Knai Vekon Sostam, that he's not afraid of a Bila's noose. So why did Rashi pick on this case? Rashi should have picked on a better case. So the Maram Shiv says, I'd just like to elaborate 1 minute on this. So Maram Shiv, this the Maram Shiv, the first half of the Maram Shiv and the Marsha both say. that from the first case of Shmuel, when he made a Tanai, so there you see he's not Boil Hashem Kedushin because he made a Tanai. He said, Klor, he doesn't want an Adronis. So there you say he's not Boil Hashem Kedushin. But over here we're talking about Kitchos Tam, Vikonsos Tam. He never said Klor that he doesn't want an Adronis. He never said that. So maybe here there's a svara that he is Boil Hashem Kedushin. So that's why Rashi to bring a raya from Ktana. By Ktana also, he never said that he doesn't want to marry the Ktana. Mafapi, can I say he's not Boil Hashem Kedushin? That's why Rashi to bring this raya. This is the Marsho and the Maram Shif both say. But we asked another kasha, but what's the tzushtal? There, l'chayre, it's kedushin derabonim. And here, if it's kitchos tam v'konsos tam, if he meant that he doesn't want an isha nadronis, there's no kedushin whatsoever. So memele, so how could, if Rashi is asking a kasha, the Gemara asked a kasha, why didn't he get? So Rashi says, why didn't he get? Maybe he's Boil Hashem Kedusha. She says, no, Shmuel doesn't know this Boil Hashem Kedusha. Alright? He doesn't know the Aven Odomai Sibilos Nus. Araya from Ktana. What's the Araya from Ktana? By a Ktana, she's married. Here she's not married. I mean, what's Rashi's Araya? And this Ha'or, the Mam Shif is Moira. Afa Gam Dochi Kedusha Darabon. So Dachsamil, that's Pshat and Rashi. We had mentioned before, this, the Emerson, there's two types of Abilas Znus. There's Abilas Znus, that a person is Boil Hashem Znus. That's one Abilas Znus. There's another Abilas Znus, that a person is Boil Hashem Issues, but there's no issues. There's no Chalois Issues. That's also called Znus. That means, because Lamaisa, there's no issues. Kitchos tam v'konsos tam. What does he boil? He's a boil Hashem issues. A cholib nisht in the world that she has nedorim. That's understood. What's a woman with nedorim? So he's a boil Hashem issues, but there's no chalois issues. The same thing by a ktano. There's also no chalois issues, because Rashi says, there's no chalois issues by a ktane. Rashi says, ein begdusha ktane klum. There's also no chalois issues. So we see from Shmuel, even though there's no chalois issues, a person will not be boil l'shem kedushin in order it shouldn't be a bias znus of there's no chalois issues. But Shmuel holds a person doesn't do this. So memela, so that's the Gemara's kasha. So why do you need a get? If kitchas tam v'konsas tam, we assume, why doesn't he have to give her a ksuba? Because he doesn't want an isha nadronis. So that's, if he doesn't want an isha nadronis, so Amela, why do you have to give a get? Zogt the Gemara, Omar Rabbe, tzrich a get midivrei. You're 100% right. In Lomdish, you're 100% right. She's zicha not married. Zicha wasn't by Lashem Ishus. And you know, we need to get midivrei. Look very modern. I mean, a person made kedushin and made nesuin without any tnoim, and all of a sudden the next day, goodbye. The rabbanu wanted. It looks very modern. And the whole story. No one knows about it tonight. So the rabbanu need again. The chen omar rav chiz that tzricha get me the brei. Rav omar tane spooky misafkele. Kitchas tam v'konsos tam, the Tana does not, is this person take makpid that she shouldn't be an ish, is there an ansadi that she shouldn't be an ish in Adronis? Or there's no an ansadi? I don't know. Chveis nisht. So memele is gabi mamoyne lekule, gabi isure lechumre. So let us see Rashi. Svukim is havkele al stam odom im efshibi shenadronis im lav. I don't know. Each person, the zamokim listapi, is memele gabi mamayna lekula, da meitz mechaber olav araye. Bekiven the misafkelon, legovye. But when it comes to giving a get, then we say lechumra, she's a sophicacious ish. Maybe he wasn't mafked on an ish nadronis. So Mamela, so a get she needs al sofik the raisa lechumre, a ksuba you don't get alts amaitz mechaveri all over I. Let us see Taisvis. Al menas she'ein oleo nidorim. Now, v'chulu, really Taisvis is going on the second bovet. We hear in the Mishnah, a mekadesh as a isha al menas she'ein oleo mumim, eino mikodeshes. So the Mishnah says, if he made a tanai on mumim, and she has mumim, she's not mekodesh. Teima lari. Mai irya al menas. Why did the Mishnah say she's eino mikodeshes? By, we said befeish al menas eino lecha mumim. Afilo bistam nami. Afilo, a person married an isha stam. So also, if she has mumim, she's not mekodesh. The fool without a tanai. Where do we see this? The beperik afopi gozrinin shloi teuchel arusa bas yisroel betrume gzeire mishum simple. He says, the Gemara says, min ateire an arusa bas yisroel eats trume. Yeah. Because as long as she's married to a kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. Why did the Rabbanon say she shouldn't eat truma? Because maybe she has mumin. Who made a tanai with mumin? When I was talking about the stam azaya naruse. So we see klal that a stam ishe that has mumin, it's a mekach tois. And therefore, she cannot eat truma, because maybe she's not married. Chashinil is simple. So, Fektach Taisvis, I have a problem. From the Gemara in Afalpi, it would seem that if a person marries an ish and she has mumim without any tnoim whatsoever, she's not married. It's a Kedushe Tois. In our mission it says, Amenash, she'ein alecha mumim, v'nimsaleh mumim, she's not ein amekodeshes. So that's Taisvis Kash. So there are two terutzim in Taisvis. The first terutz of Taisvis is V'yeshloima the larav da'oma bigmore kitcha al t'nai v'konso stam tzrichei menu get noket kitcha al t'nai mishum seife lashminen da'af al gav de kitcha al t'nai Boy get, l'shmula nami noket al menas, l'meimr de b'chol inyen einim b'kedeshes, afilu konso achakach stam kedem rinim b'gmore. So Taisis in the first Teret says as follows. The kashes ha'meira de kekashem. The halacha, what it says in the Mishnah, that einim b'kedeshes, if he's mekadish al t'nai, this halach is applicable, I feel, if he wasn't Mekadish al-Tanai. So why does it say in the Mishnah, Kitcha al-Tanai? Not for the halacha of Einam Mekadeshes by Kitcha al-Tanai, but it's coming to tell us another thing. It's coming to tell us, according to Rav, Afilu Kitcha al-Tanai, but if in Konsa Stam, she needs a get. And according to Shmuel, it's coming to tell us, that Kitcha al Tanai, even though it was Kansa, she also does not need a get. But the Etzem Aloche of Kitcha al Tanai, that She'einim B'Kadesh is that Be'emesin, for this Aloche you don't need Kitcha al Tanai, for the Kitcha Stam, if she is Mumim, she's also Einim B'Kadesh. This is the first Teretz of Tais. The second teretz is that the kasha finds sich nicht on. that the assumption that we had said that the halacha of Eina Mekudeshes is applicable afilu when it was like Kitcha Otnai, Kitcha Stam, that's not true. Voidish Loima. That the only time when she's Eina Mekudeshes and she does not need a get is Dapke Kitcha Otnai. The Gemara says that an Arusa Bas Yisrael ain't a chelas petrume because maybe it's Kedusha Itois because she has a mum. There was not night. Then hey, the Shaykh Basimpun afilu bekitcha stam b'loitoichal betrume. There the Gemara is only telling us that kitcha stam, even though he did not speak out of Tanai, so the Gabi Achilas Trume, there's a halacha of Kedusha Itois. That means if she has Mumim, she's not permitted to eat Trume because I say it's Kedusha Itois. Abu Mikol Makim, but not Pshat is Einam Kedeshes period, that, there's no need of a get. Mikomakim tzich a get midivrayim. Yiddish needs a get midarabonon. Oy midaraisa misofik. Or midaraisa misofik. Umihu ksube leslo lekuliyalme. Now, Tosis wants to be moisif. That if you'll say that there is a need of a get by kitcha stam, so we're saying that it's not poshet, that it's kedushay tois. So maybe it is a chi of ksuba also. So Taisvi says, no. Ksuba de zicha no chi of ksuba. Afilu kitcha stam. Kedesaniel also Taisus is bringing a raya. Afilu she made nedorim after the chasne, where bechlal is no meduber of kedushay tois. Vimama yev she bishen adroni states he shloi beksubi, doesn't have to give her a ksube if he's coming with a taine yev she bishen adronis. The one that says that if she made nedorim afterwards, he has to give her a ksuba, is because he's the one at fault. So now, Tosfos was just mechadish, that kitcha stam needs a get, and does not get a ksuba. Now, this is very problematic. It says in the Mishnah, Konsostam, then the halacha is that she needs a get and she doesn't need a ksube. So according to Tosfos, why did the Mishnah tell us this halacha by Konsostam? It should have told us by Kitchostam. For ho, the nokib mas nisin ve konso. Hu adin afilu loy konso boy get. Afilu by loy konso, she'll also need a get. El nokat konso, he's coming to tell us a rebusa of konso. Afilu hochi, even though it was konso, so don't say that since he was konso, so he's moichel everything. Afilu hochi las loksube. That is according to Shmuel. That konso is talking about kitcha stam ve konso stam. So who had in the same halacha would apply by kitcha stam? He says kitcha stam ve konso stam to tell us that afilu konso stam also does no chiyev ksube. Ula rav de mukilo seifo be kitcha al tnai ve konso stam. So it would seem, according to Tosfos, kitcha stam, the halacha is, you need a get, and you don't give a ksuba. No, the makitches tam vekonsos tam. So why does it say in the Mishnah according to Rav kitcha al tnai vekonsos tam? Who din the fellow kitcha tam vekonsos tam is also teitze shaloi biksube. Ela nokat kitcha al tnai lashmiina and the fellow chiksube doloi boy gita boy. Here wants to tell us a revuse that al koponim. That she needs a get. I shouldn't say since it was kitcha al tanai, she zicha doesn't need a get. But she spoke out klo, I feel like get she doesn't need. There's such a man yoma further, rabbi that wants to say like this. So now I just was machadish the kitcha stam tzricha get. Maishno, why is it? The benimim says, I own this ain't a tzricha get. I'm just saying that without a tanai, and you find a mum, you need a get. So Taisu says, I have a raya from a Mishnah, that if you find a mum in an isha without a tanai, you do not need a get. The snam bereish yevom, it's for kulan shenim tzu ailonis sarayseim v'toris. The Mishnah says that if a there are two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven marries two Noshim. One is an Erve on Shimon, and the other one is Hatzore. So when Reuven dies, so the Erve doesn't fall a Yibum, and the Tzore's Erve also does not fall a Yibum. The Kulon, Shenim Tzu Island is, but what if all these Arayis, this Tetzvah of Arayis, if all these Arayis, they were an islandess, so it comes out that the Erva was Kedushay Tois, so the Loch is Sarisei Mutoris, Mashme, so it would seem that it means that, so it comes out that Tzorah was never Tzorah's Erva, he never had Isha, Reuven never had Ishas in the Erva, Flumi the Rabbonim, so therefore, Shimon is permitted to be miyabim the tzoreh because she never was a tzoreh server. Mashma filo midarabona loyboy get. So from this mishnah would seem that a balas mum with other tanai doesn't need to get a filo midarabona. Now like the second teretz of Tosfos, the boy get a filo midarabona lehoisa tzoros a muteres. The tzoreh would not be muta elo cheletzes veloy mishyabemes. Would be a din chelatz loy mishabemis midi dahava akol yechayla lamayim loy miyano the tzaros chelatz is loy mishabemis. There it says in the Mishnah, if you have a tzaros erve and the erve is only mekudesh midrabon and she's a ktane, so the tzaros chelatz is loy mishabemis. So you see if there's any issues whatsoever in the erve. Midrabonon the tzoris chelatzes, and if you say that a balas mum, that's konsos tam, there's al kaponim ishes midrabonon. So memelus, why does it say in the mishnah that the tzoris mishabemus? Tzorich lachalik bein mum da islandes l'shamumim. The Tesis Arosh explains as follows. The Iker Daitei Shal Odom Hanoisei Isha Bishvil Bonim. The main purpose is for children. Lohi Av Islandis Kedushay Toi. So if the Mum is Islandis, that she's a Lav Bas Bonim, that is really a Kedushay Toi. Mashain Kein Shah Mumim, there, it's not so Muchach that it's Kedushay Toi. So they're either Midarabonon or Minatere Misofi can either get. Oh, the mashma bashelech, the island is tzricha get. The mona shelech would seem an islandess does need a get. The snan hamaitzi ishtay mishum islandess. If a person gives his wife a get, he's getting her because she's an islandess. The layarza should not take her back. He has to know he's giving her a get that's finished. He can never take her back. The time of Mishum Kilkula. And the reason is, he shouldn't be Mekalkul, her, and the Bonim shall have. That means, he'll give her a get, and she'll get married to someone else. and then later she'll have children by the second person. They'll say, "Ooh, if I would have known that you're a bas bonim, I never would have given you a get." So it's a gerishim betoy. So you're still my wife. These children are mamzerim, and they'll make shreklach kilkul. So we tell them, "You, when you're giving her a get, you should know it's goodbye for good, and whatever will happen, you cannot come with a tain and saying, 'If I would have known.'" Now, ve'im lo hayso tzrich, so that is very good, if he gives her a get, but ve'im lo hayso tzrich a get, if it's the way we're saying now, that an islandess never needs a get, ma'amoyl ma'sh'omru lo yachzer. So what do you mean they'll tell him, "You're not allowed to take back"? The whole reason she left him without a get is because of Kedushay Tois. If she has children, we'll see clothes, not Kedushay Tois. So Taisa says, "Hosamayr b'sofek islandess." There we're speaking about a sofek islandess. Shalehoyolem koich levarim hem simonim gemurim imla. They were unable to be mevarim. These are true simoni islandess. Hilkach tzrichi get misofek. So there you need to get misofek. Teda, so they says, "I'll prove it to you that this is not a difficult akimte. That Sihis Pshat the Mishnah. The Bavade Islandess Ayri, Hayach Yochel Kalkolo. If it's being by the Bavade Islandess, they never will come out of Kilko. The Loilum Layula Bonim. Bavade Islandess will never have children. The Bavade Islandess ain't Lil Rafua. And how do I know Bavade Islandess ain't Lil Rafua? Doho yoitze beloy chalitze, because it says asher teileid, prat lainis, which is alav baselode, vim hoyo lo refuem, then islandess, there's a possibility to heal her and make her bas bonim, hoyse tzricha chalitze, so then she would need chalitze, kemais rischame, disnan ba'oru de chalitz, bechiltzin leishtoi. Because it says, but if he's a Sris Chamad, he was born b'toylod Asoris, and there there's a refuah that's not called Shmoy Mochoy. Therefore, it's Chelzen Lishtoy, and he's also a Bar Chalitze. Because there's a possibility that he'll be able to have children. So al kochoch, and if it says in the Mishnah that an islandess does not need chalitze, so that's muchach that a vade islandess is a bevadi alav basbonim. So what is pshat? So how could there be a kilkul by Avade Islandess? HaKochoch, the Mishnah in Gittin is speaking about a Sofek Islandess. Bo'od is now lekaman ha-mehennes v'ashniyav Islandess ein lan leksube. An Islandess does not have a ksube. V'islam lemeid a ksube hu delay boi ha-gita boi k'dedayk b'gmore ha-masnisen da-hoche. So again, we have a raya from that Mishnah that an islandess gets a get, like all Bali women. So then it's Srik Shver, the Mishnah Berei Shevomis. Ikalamayim the Mishnah Mishniya Nokat Ein Lok Sube. That terminology, Ein Lok Sube, but it'll seem a get she does have, that's Menegeya Shniya. The Dag the Kogita Boy. All of them Yizichi can be medayik to need a get, because the Memeanis Yizichi doesn't need a get. She goes out me by Leo without a get with me. Boy Yishlam, but all the daik big more ksubehu doloi boy. This whole day kind of mishum diktoni bereisha ainu mikodeshes, because in the Reisha of our mission says Eim Kadesh was safer, not ketet eshaloi biksubim. So it would seem that she is Mekodesh as Lagavi again. Boy, the Masnishin Shaykh Ladag the Gita boy midloi noket ainet zrich get. Because let it say, he's only the get. So I know that if he's only the get, because It's kedusha itoyis avad the givis is nochiyev ksuba. That which means the kolshim then look ksuba. Avolosim toni other things also besides ksuba, like ksuba, like peres, like belois. If you have a toni and it's richi get laveshemini mino the ainlo like peres, like belois. Like made the kolshim or gita boy.